let's go to Gail, who's calling from Worcester, Massachusetts. You're on the air, Gail.
Hi, Meghna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, Gail.
Okay. Well, I have a son who is addicted to heroin and likewise fentanyl. Once that came along, he was very adept at adjusting the dosages so that he knew exactly what he was doing. He had fentanyl, and he knew he had fentanyl, and he adjusted accordingly. When those things became less available to him, he switched over to cocaine, and suddenly there was this huge attraction to the cocaine that just went on and on and became devastatingly dangerous. And now I understand the attraction, because I do believe that it was laced with fentanyl, and it did become an addiction for him, which cocaine is usually more easy to get off. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years, so I'm very well-versed. It was just the worst that he's ever been, physically, mentally, emotionally, and I understand the attraction now. So it obviously was laced, and he probably obviously knew it.
Yeah,
Gail, because that became the attraction.
I'm feeling a great dig. I'm a mom too, so hearing you talk about your son is making me feel very deeply concerned about him. How is he doing now?
He is in recovery right now. It was touch and go there for a while, but we got some really good help through a particular website called Allies in Recovery. I don't know if I can give them a push, but I will. And just in our behavior and how we acted towards him, kind of gave him the incentive to do what he had to do.
Well, since you have, not that any parent ever wants this much experience with this challenge, but since you have so many years of experience watching your son go through this, I mean, it was interesting to hear you say that it was when he switched over to the cocaine, it was different, that it was much more intense than you thought it would be. Like, what would you be your advice to other parents looking out now if they see a change in their child's addictive behavior?
Well, I would say the addictive behavior that you typically see with heroin and fentanyl is more like a laid back kind of relaxed, all's right with the world sort of thing until they come down, of course. But with cocaine, it's usually the opposite. You're very hyper. You're very powerful. You can do everything and anything 50 times a minute. But this time with cocaine, although the chatter was the same, the physical activity was different. It was not so racy. It was, with the added fentanyl, it kind of gave an opiate effect to the cocaine, which kind of resembles those old speedballs that they used to call, that were double-laced. So that sort of behavior, if you know someone who is dealing with cocaine, you see a huge physical activity when it's really at its highest peak. But we saw just the opposite, lack of initiative, nothing really happening except the chatter, chatter, chatter.
Well, Gail, thank you so very much for your call. And I'm so happy and hopeful for your son as he's in recovery. Thank you for your call.